had been for some minutes sitting perfectly silent, her head resting upon his chest, and her eyes cast down, as if in deep thought. He had been studying with some curiosity the expression of the little face, which was much graver than its wont, and at length he startled her from her reverie with the question, "What is my little girl thinking about?"
"I was thinking, Papa, that if you will let me, I should like very much to give Arthur a nice present before he goes away. May I?"
"You may, if you wish," he said, stroking her hair.
"Oh, thank you, Papa," she answered joyously. "I was half afraid you would not let me. Then, if you please, won't you, the next time you go to the city, buy the very handsomest pocket Bible you can find? And then, if you will write his name and mine in it, and that it is a token of affection from me, I will be so much obliged to you, dear Papa."
"I will do so, daughter, but I am afraid Arthur will not feel much gratitude to you for such a present."
"Perhaps he may like it pretty well, Papa, if it is very handsomely bound," she said, rather doubtfully. "At any rate, I should like to try. When does he go, Papa?"
"Day after tomorrow, I believe."
"I wish he would come in for a few minutes to see me and say goodbye. Do you think he will, Papa?"
"I am afraid not," replied her father, shaking his head. "However, I will ask him. But why do you wish to see him?"
"I want to tell him that I am not at all vexed or angry with him, and that I feel very sorry for him, because he is obliged to go away all alone amongst strangers. Poor fellow," she sighed.
"You need not waste any sympathy on him, my dear," said her father, "for I think he rather likes the idea of going off to school."
"Does he, Papa? Why, how strange!" exclaimed the little girl, lost in astonishment.
As Mr. Dinsmore had predicted, Arthur utterly refused to go near Elsie, and at first seemed disposed to decline her gift. But at length, on Laura suggesting that he might require a Bible for some of his school exercises, he accepted it, as Elsie had thought he might, on account of the handsome binding. Elsie was hurt and disappointed that he would not come to see her. She shed a few quiet tears over his refusal, because she thought it showed that he still disliked her, and then wrote him a little note, breathing forgiveness, sisterly affection, and regard for his welfare. But the note was not answered, and Arthur went away without showing any signs of sorrow for his unkind treatment of her, nor indeed for any of his bad conduct. Miss Day had returned, and the rest of her pupils now resumed their studies, but Elsie was, of course, quite unable to attend in the schoolroom, as her ankle was not yet in a condition to be used in the least. Her father said nothing to her about lessons, but allowed her to...